To start the top of Chamzayin Amud Aleph, continuing with the question that the Gemara posed, when we have a Kinyan Agav, when you are acquiring items that are metalkalim, agav karka, agav dvarim, that yesh lehem achrayut, do they have to be tziburim or do they not have to be tziburim? Do they have to be placed on top? Placed on top. The Gemara is tempted to bring a number of proofs to this. In yesterday's daf, we had the our attempt first with the case of Rabbi Akiva, that you can have a case of karka kosher for lokeach knot kimona chasin shein l'machrayut. Okay, we said there's no proof. Could have been a pin or a margalit on top of a pin. Then the Gemara tried with the case of the Madoni Echad Shayab Yerushalayim was trying to pass on all his possessions. Right there, the Gemara also again rejected it and said no, that he bought a large plot of land, and on top of that land, he gave over all the acquisition. The next attempt the Gemara had was the Maisa with the person who got sick in Yerushalayim, according to Rabbi Elazar, was a healthy point to Chachamim, tried to pass it along. There, the Gemara investigated why Mashiach didn't work, why Chalipin didn't work, and why he was doing it at Gav Karko. But again, the Gemara there says he was Tover Demei, the money, not the actual items. And then the last attempt was yesterday we made with the Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, where he gave over the Maisa to the Maisa Rishon and the Maisa Ani by Derech Kinyan Agav, and he was masker them the Makom under which it was saying. So the Gemara again said it's not a proof, because the reason that he was masker them the Makom has nothing to do with the Kinyan Agav, but to the fact that he wanted them to not have to move the stuff out of his possession, but rather be comfortable leaving it there and come and get it when they want. So now the Gemara has another proof, and this would be 2, 4, 5 lines down on Chamzayin Amud Aleph, Tashma. There are two different types of contracts that are available. Take possession of this sadeh on behalf of so-and-so. And also, in addition to that, write him a document. A document with a shtar raya. So chozer b'shtar, he can go back on the shtar. Why? Because he instructed them to write the shtar, and they haven't acquired it on his behalf yet. So he can reverse his position with regards to the shtar. Ve'inu chozer b'sadeh, but with regards to the gift of the field, he can't retract himself, because he said to them, acquire it on his behalf. And there's Zochon Shadam Slavonav. They took possession of it on his behalf, and when they took possession of it on his behalf, right, he can't reverse that. But if he says, Amanat Shetik Tevelu at Ashtar, right, then, but if he said, you know, take the possession of the field through the Shtar, mean that write him a Shtar with which he will take possession of the field, then Choser Ben Bishtar Ben Besadeh. Then he can reverse the Shtar, because he hasn't acquired it yet, the shtar. And when he reverses the shtar, by definition, he's also reversed the sadeh, because there's no kinyan here yet. There's an additional shtar that we haven't mentioned here. Trei hadamron, the two that we've mentioned. Idach, the third one is, imkada mocher b'katav lo tashtar. In an instance where the burner is giving, the giver here, or the seller of the property, goes ahead and writes the shtar prior to doing the transaction. So in the two cases above, the shtar was after the transaction. Either he already made a kinyan on the field, and now he's writing a shtar to prove that he has the field, or the second case was where he's writing the shtar for the kinyan, but the shtar doesn't exist, or that's what's going to generate the kinyan in order to have the field. In this instance, the shtar is already written, and he hasn't given the gift yet, or he hasn't given him the field yet. So he's saying, the shtar, like we have seen otherwise. The sofer can write a shtar to the seller, for the seller, or on behalf of the giver, even though the buyer is not there. Kevin shehetziki mo b'karka niknishtar b'chol makom shehu. Whenever the recipient of the gift, or the buyer, takes possession of the property, he gets the shtar, takes possession of the property, he gets the shtar along with that property anywhere where the shtar is. In b'chol makom, wherever that shtar is, he automatically gets it along with the property. Because the shtar already exists before the kinyan akarka, as soon as he makes the kinyan akarka, he gets the shtar. Why, the fact that you can acquire the shtar no matter where it is, right, sounds like you don't have to have it on top of the property. I mean, it can be wherever it is. So it says, shiny star. Star is different. The aksiro, the arahu. It is like the reins of the right of the ground. I mean, it's an extension of the karko. It's not really a separate transaction here. It's not really a king and agav. It's really a part and parcel of the karko is the star that is a rayu. And therefore, when he acquires the karko, the star comes along with it. Not because necessarily of a king and agav, but rather because, right, it's a part of the king and a karko. Baha alak tani, but we have written on this zuhi shaninu the chasim shein la machariyut niknaim and the chasim sheish la machariyut the kesev b'shtar v'chazaka. Problem is that your answer is nice, except that the Braisa says based on this, this is an example of a case where you have a kinyan agav, where you're able to acquire metaltalin agav karka. So this is an example of a case where you can acquire metaltalin agav karka. Shmamina lo bein in siburim ba shmamina. So finally, we have a proof that you do not have to have the metaltalin physically on the property itself in order to acquire them, but you can have an kinyan agav that works. Where you acquire the property, and wherever the metaltalim are, they will be taken along with the karka itself. And obviously, all the cases before where we gave difficult answers in order to say that it's not a proof will follow this idea that you really don't, lo bein in tziburim, you really don't need the metaltalim to be found on the property in order to acquire them. So again, in summary, right, we have a kinyan, which you can do on karka. Real property can be acquired through kesef, shtar, and chazaka. And when you use kesef, shtar, and chazaka to acquire this property, you can, along with the property, you can acquire any metaltalin, any non-real property that's been assigned in this transaction along with this karka. The question, and we're going to see in a second, is, right, when you have a kinyan agav, how do you know which metaltalin belongs to the property? Do you have to give the money, keneged kulam? How much money do you have to pay? How do you know that the metaltalin come along? Right, so now the market is, ibailu, me, right, me be'inan, when we have, over here, me be'inan agav, oh, loan. Right? So the question is, do you have to, but when you say you specify it, right, do you have to say Knei Metaltalin Agaba, or can you just say Knei Metaltalin? Do you have to specifically identify that it's coming Agaba Karko?
Then you have to mention, you have to also mention, you have to mention
that they're going along with the Karko, or do you simply just have to say Knei Metaltalin, and you'll get that they automatically happens because that's the natural way that such a Kenyan takes place. Tashma, Dikdani Kohani, Lokdani Agav. Right, we had all these cases before, and it didn't write agav, meaning that the cases of the Madoni Echad Yushalayim and the Cholin Yushalayim, it just says there when he buys the karka and gives him the karka, he says v'imo me'atzon, right, v'imo me'achaviot, that when he gave it over to the acquiree, or to the gift, when he gifted it to them, he didn't say to them, take it agav, the karka. All he said is that here's the karka, and along with it, take a bunch of these things. So he never said agav. Where it says, v'tameich, k'nei mitzani, over there, you can't prove anything from there because he's missing any basic lesson. He didn't say acquire it either, right? He's missing a basic lesson of Kinei. Here, take possession of it. The Amar Kinei. So obviously it has to be that he said Kinei, take possession of it. So too, you could say, if it's missing the basic word Kinei, take possession, you could also be missing the word Agav. I mean, the fact is that he didn't, whatever he said over here was not the actual Lashon, because we know he wouldn't acquire. He didn't give him the Lashon of a Kinyan. So then if you're going to amend the Lashon already, amend it to read whatever way you want it to read. So the Gemara says, Vehilkoso, Tziburin lo be'inan, that you do not require the metaltalin to be piled up on the karka. Agav u'knei be'inan, but you do need to specify, number one, k'nei, take possession of it, and number two, agav. You have to specify that it's specifically being taken, agav the karka. Then, all right, so now you buy the hook. If you mix and match, say you purchase the field, and then he gifts you items along with the field. So there's a wheelbarrow on the field that he says, you know, listen, when you buy the field, you can take the wheelbarrow with it. Right? So then, what does it work? Does that work? Does it work the fact that you can now acquire a kinyan agav when you're doing, one's a transaction, and one's a gift, right? Tashma. Isur shani atid lamot. So this is the case of Rabbi Gamliel. That's only Yeshua. Umakoma muskarlo. So he rented him the space and he gifted him the maaser. Shma mina. So there we have a proof. So the Agamar says, Ibailu sadeh lechad umetalkulin lacher ma'u. What happens if the field is being acquired by one individual and the metalkulin by another individual? I mean, are you able to create a kinyan agav on behalf of someone else? Right, so Tashma, Yisur she'ani atid lamod, natun le'akiva ben Yosef, k'dei she'yizke b'laniyim, u'makumo muskarlo. So here he is, he rents the property, in those cases, he rents the property to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva is now acquiring the maser on behalf of the aniyim. So he's doing a kinyan agav on behalf of someone else. So that should be a proof. So Gemara says, no, my muskar l'maser. So the first answer to the Gemara is that when he rented the property to Rabbi Akiva, he didn't really rent it to Rabbi Akiva. He rented just like Rabbi Akiva was acquiring the maser on behalf of the aniyim. He was also renting the property on behalf of the aniyim, meaning that the same people who were going to acquire the maser were also renting the property. The same way Rabbi Akiva represented them in getting the maser, he's also representing them in renting the property. So therefore, it's one owner who's doing it. The other possibility is Shani Rabbi Akiva v'yad aniyim hu. Because Rabbi Akiva was considered to be an extension of the aniyim. He wasn't considered to be a separate party. Since he was the Gabay Tzedakah, it was as if when he rented the property, it was as if the aniyim did it, because he is the representative of the aniyim. So in that case, we don't have a proof that one person can acquire on behalf of another person.
Why would this be considered to be when he was so there? It's not like the aniyim.
Right, but if they are the aniyim, then it's the same owner, because then the same ani who owns the property owns the maser. Okay, Amarava, so this is what we discussed above, Loshanu Ashanatan to make kulan. This kinyan only works if he gives the full amount of money.
Wait, so we didn't answer the question.
Correct. We have no proof.
Yeah.
Loshanu Ashanatan to make kulan. That is only if he gives the full amount of money. Meaning that he pays money, connected the karka and the metalka. Lo natan to make kulan, lo kana, el connected mahutak. He'll only acquire, right, connected mahutak. Whatever money he paid, he will only, his acquisition or his ability to acquire will be only be to the extent of the money that he lays out. Right, tiny kavasi the rubble. We have such a price that supports our position. Yofa kolacha kesef mi kolacha shtar. Yofa shtar mi kolacha kesef. Kesef and shtar are different types of kinyanim, and they have, right, different powers. Yofa kolacha kesef she kesef bodin bo hekte shot. U maaser sheni. You can use money in order to acquire hektesh and maaser sheni, or to be potent, to redeem them, because there, both of them have a requirement of kesef. So that can be a maaser enkei mishtar. Shtar can't be used to redeem them. Yofa kolacha shtar she shtar moti bebat Yisrael. Shtar has a power in the sense that it can used as a get to divorce a woman. Kesef can't be used to divorce a woman. Both of them have a male mikoach hachazakah, or baba chazakah, and koach chazakah mikoach shneihem, and chazakah has a benefit above both of them. Yachafer koach shneihem, sheshneihem konim be'evid ibri. Both of them can acquire an evid ibri. A shtar and kesef have the ability to acquire an evid ibri. Mashenkim chazakah. Chazakah does not establish ownership over or acquire an evid ibri. But you offer koach chazakah, so chazakah, how does chazakah work? Machar lo eser sadot, ke eser medinot. Sold them 10 pieces of land in 10 different countries. As soon as he takes possession of one of them, through chazaka, kanam kulam, he acquires all of them. Amid bar mamurim, what's the case over here? Shnat unloads make kulan. That's as long as he gave the money to get all the 10 properties. Avalonatan loads make kulan. Lo kana kineged mahutav. Right. So then, if he doesn't give money to get all of those properties, then he's not acquiring all of them. Now the question or the problem here is, right? Why is chazaka different than any one of these other kinyanim? In that the Gemara here is saying the chazaka works. That if I do a chazaka on one of the properties, I get all the properties. But why isn't that true of kesef and shtar as well? Kesef and shtar and chazaka work equally as a form of kinyan. So how come over here they might be saying, oh, chazaka works to acquire all 10 properties, but kesef and shtar don't work? Is that really true? Kesef and shtar would not work to acquire all 10 properties over here? So Tosus asked that question right away. It's very, very strange here. If you look up the top Tosus here, but made by Mamum, Shnatan Lon Tmei Kulam, Vim Tomar, Velo Chazaka Nami, Konimi Tam Kesef. What do I need? What do I need the chazaka here at all? He just paid money for 10 properties. What's one of the ways you can acquire property? Kesef. Kesef, shtar, and chazaka are the three kinyanim. If he just paid all the money connected to 10 karkaot, then what does he need chazaka here at all? The money is sufficient to create the kinyan. So what, number one possibility gives an answer, Yishlomer, the Mayib Atra Loduka and Kani Bekaspo. So that we had earlier in Rav's statement, that in a place where they are acquired through Starim, where they read a Star, we see that money is not sufficient because the buyer is not so Mechazdas until he gets a Star. So that's why they required a Star over here and not Kesef. That's one. possibility, one possible answer, although I don't think it's such a strong answer, because the Gemara is making a distinction in, you know, kesef versus chazakah to say, oh, it has to do with this. You know, this idea that you have to, kesef doesn't work with makom shkar is a little harder. So the Tosafot brings in additionally in the first, last wide line there, he says, Omer Rach, t'matana mi'akono kulam, k'shia chazik b'haibhem b'glo kesef. Right, that's a case where what? If you gift it, right, then you don't need money. When you're talking about kesef, we're worried about kesef here, but when you're not going to have a matana, you can do a matana without kesef, and therefore chazaka could work. Rav Shmuel Meifer Perish, this is very interesting. Shunatan to make kulam kagon, shomokher hayah chayav lokeach ma'ot kfar. Very interesting. He had lent him money. He had lent him money, and now he is the creditor, right? He's a creditor. Now, by Kiddushin, if you were trying to make a kaddish with such money by Kiddushin, right, that it won't work to acquire the woman. Why? Because the mo'ot or the hotza'an itna, you're ready, the money's gone, and you can't be mekadesh b'milveh. So the Rav Shmuel Be'ifra suggests over here the same thing is true with when you're buying property. I want to buy these 10 properties, and you owe me the money that's the value of these 10 properties. You know what I say to you? I'll forgive the loan, and I'll take possession, or not forgive the loan, with the money of the loan, I'll take possession of these properties. So he says, well, if you do that, you paid the full amount for all the properties, but you have no kinyan over here. So, right, so that's how you have a kinyan of chazak, even though you have demei kulan, even though you have the value of all the properties, nevertheless there's no kinyan kesef, because there's no real kesef over here. You're just doing it through the forgiveness of a loan. So you can have a case, but you have demei kulan, right? With no money being a kinyan. And that's how he sets up the case here, where you can have, you need chazaka to work, even though you have kesef, keneged kulan. Right. So now the Gemara says that this b'risa will also be misayilei the Shmuel. Will also help Shmuel out. Amar Shmuel, machar lo esr sadot ve'esr medinot, we sell 10 properties in 10 countries. Kim shifsi v'achad mehem kanetz kulam. That's exactly what our b'risa says. This b'risa supports the position of Shmuel, that if you take possession of one of them, it works. Samar b'racha b'rei de ravika teidam. Shilo masr lo esr behema ba'asar achad. Say that he handed over 10 animals with one leash or one rein. Right? He hands them over to him in 10. Ramalei Knei. Right? And he says, acquire one of them. Milo Kani, does he not acquire all the other 9? I mean, he doesn't just acquire the one, but he acquires the other 9 along with it. Now, Tosafot points out that this can't be that he actually took the leash itself or the rein itself. He took that, then he's taken hold of all 10 animals at once. All right, he's taken possession. So what it has to be is that he has all the 10 animals are together with the reins, but then he grabs the hair of one of them, or he grabs the hoof of one of them. So he makes a kinyan on one of them, but the animals themselves all have a connection through the leash or through the rein. So that's it. So if you says kinyan on one of them, then he will acquire all of them. So Amalei, me dummy. Right there, he says, how can you compare this case to the case of land? Hata mi gudo biyado. Meaning that over there, they are together. Meaning that these animals are all connected through the leash or through the rein. Hata mi gudo biyado. When you're talking about the land is dispersed all over the world. So he could amre, or some brief lesson this way. Amre avaka brede vika, teda de lo kani. I'll tell you that it doesn't work. Why? Ilo maso lo eser behemot. Ba'asar achad ramalo zu knei mi kani. Right, if he says, take possession of this one, does he acquire the other ones? So Mar says, how can you compare that to our case here of land? There, all the animals are different entities. So if he takes possession of one of them and it doesn't work for the others, that's because each animal is an independent entity. Right over here, all land is connected. I mean, all land is the same thing because the whole world is one body of land. Is one. Right, so it's all one body of land. It's one. This association. Right, so that's what I was. I said, what about Australia? What do you think of that, right? If you say Australia. Well, you could still say that the... Right,
even the water...
In the 21st century.
Yeah, even the ocean,
right.
You go down to the bottom,
you're
still...
Yeah, right. So I think it's a figurative term here, but it's Adon Daro Kuhadu that they...
They all the same also. Right.
It's the earth. The earth is earth. Okay. All right, so now we're going on. Zokipin it's in a chasim, she'en the machrayot. So this is a she'es the machrayot. This is a case that we said if you take a shavua and metaltalim, they can force you to take a shavua on, right, the karkos, which don't usually get a shavua, which is called gilgul shavua. So Mara wants to know, Amar Ula, so this is something we've seen together in Sota, a little chazara here. Minayin gilgul shavua min haTorah. How do you know that there is such a concept called gilgul shavua, that once you're chayav in a shavua, we jump on everything? Shenemar v'amra yisha amein amein, that the woman says amein twice. So what's it? If it's not ama, he omeret amein amein. On what is she saying amein twice? Amein ala Allah, amein ala shavua. She's saying amein on the right, on the first, whatever is going to, bad stuff that's going to happen, plus the shvuah that it will take place. Amen, from if it was a problem from this individual or from another individual. Amen, shalos satiti arusa v'nisua. Both whether I was an arusa or an isua, shemer tiyabam v'knusa. Right, again, shemer tiyabam, and the kum for shemer tiyabam is if, when she's taken in, she's called a knusa. So the Mari wants to know, hi arusa, hi kidami. What's this case of arusa? What that he was jealous. He made the statement to her, do not be isolated with such an individual while she was in Arusa. And he's giving her to drink the Mesota when she's in Arusa. That's not. Arusa v'shomer tiyabam lo shotot v'lo not lo tzubam. That a Arusa does not drink the Mesota, neither does a shomer tiyabam. My comment that says, takati sheikh. Right? Because it says that you have to have a, there has to be a violation when he, when you're already married, and Arusa is not considered married, not your ish yet. Amar Rahman of Aleka, you don't have that. She loses her ksuba because she got herself into this bind that she can't get herself out. But on the other hand, we don't feed her, we don't have a drink, the Mesota. Hello, so what's the case? The Kanila Kishi Arusa, that he warned her when she was still in Arusa. Vinistira Kishi Arusa, and then she violated and had the yichud while she was Arusa, but Kamashkila Kishi Nusua. But he's only giving her to drink once she's already married to him. Christ says, Mibat Kala Amaya. Why will the water work over here? It says, "V'nikai ishmiavon amar rachmana." The man has to be what? Totally clean over here. Is man shai ishmiukam avon mein bot kimetishto? In ishmiukam avon in mein bot kimetishto. Right. So that when the man is totally clean, has a clean slate, then he gets out. So what? What's the problem here? The problem here is that he warned her. She was nistira, and then he married her. He still had deal with her after she was nistira. So he's not allowed to do that. He's not nikai ishmiavon. But asking a good question. What happens if he didn't know about it? Say he got married, he didn't know about the Nistera, the Edom only show up after he's already married. So why should it be, in that case, he really is Nika Ishmaelbon, and now she is a Nisua. Why can't you have that case? There's an amazing, amazing Tosfot over here, but Nika Ishmaelbon, Amar Rahmana, if you look over here, it's in the medium wide lines, Nika Ishmaelbon, Amar Rahmana, Vim Tomar, Lukma, Shabbat, Lev, Shogeg, Shloya, Da'ad, Achamikant, and Nistera. That he didn't know that, right, he didn't know that she was Nistera until after he married her. He should be what? Considered Nukami Avon. So now you just skip down two lines. There's the Ishlomar. The shiny hoppa. This is amazing. Kevin Shabashat Hashka'a Yodea Shabala B'Isur Ben Shabala B'Shoking Ben Shabala B'Mizing Lav Nukami Avon. If he knows about at the time that he's giving her to drink, that he has violated, right, in Easter, whether B'Shogay or whether B'Mizing, he is not considered B'Nika Yishmi Avon. But if he does it, they giggle. But if he does it, they giggle. But then when the Gemara is the second going to say, how does he know Gilgal is that he'll say when you were in Arusa, if you did anything, you're included in the Shavua. Oh, now he's married to her. So he also had deal with her, even if she did something like in Arusa. He says he doesn't know about it. So Tosfos, this amazing Tosfos, that way, I later when she was in Nisua, totally separate case. And he says, I want you to also swear about being in Arusa. Not that he warned her, not even anything. How can he ask her about Arusa? Because between Arusa and Nisua, he got married to her, and then according to Tosfos, would be a violation. So he says, no, when he gives her a drink, if he doesn't know about it, right, then it's not considered, then it's Nikai Ish Miavon. If he knows about it, even if it's Bishogig, it's no longer Nikai Ish Miavon. It's an amazing Tosfos over here, that the differential will be not whether you violate it on purpose or not, but it has to do with whether you know about it or doesn't know about it. That'll determine whether you're Nika Ishmiavon or not Nika Ishmiavon. So now the Gemara says, hello, what's the case here? Gilgal. Must be that the case of getting an Arusa to swear is a case of Gilgal Shvua. I mean, she's taking a Shvua when she's in the Su'a, right? And then, Gilgal, they're dragging along what this Arusa to make her swear along that when she was in Arusa, she also didn't do anything bad. So here's our proof that there is such a concept as Gilgal Shvua. So now the, right, that Rashi over here and Tosfos over here, mention over here that why don't we set up a case or set up a case that the Kanila Arusa Istatra, why don't we say it's a case where she he did he said to her don't be isolated when she was in Arusa and she was Nistara, right? And now he's Mashkula when he was already married to her, right? But he never had bia with her. He had chuppah with her without bia. So why don't we say that they're married, right? Now it's ensuing. And he didn't have bia, so you don't have a problem of nikah ishmiyabon, because they didn't have bia together. And now he can prosecute her. Why don't we come up with that case? So Rashi says, well, the Gemara there says, the Gemara, remember, that says it has to be, but it has to be that mibalatei yishit, that you had bia, except for outside of your husband's bia. That means that there's a requirement, right, that the bow, the bia ta bow, precedes the bia ta boel. But the bow must have bia before the boel, and therefore, it won't work over here. Okay, so that's, Rashi and Tosfos discuss that over here about this issue of coming out, how come these cases don't work, and there is an additional case because the Gemara there answers, and Yevamos has another case where the bol of her arusa. What happens if he was bowling her when she was in Arusa, by Bebet Aviha? So then you do have the Bia Tabal before the Boel, and then it could fall over here. So Rashi says, our sugi doesn't go according to that Mandamar. So he says, no, it could go according to that Mandamar, but nevertheless, and then he goes through how that Mandamar Rav learns out from here. But just so you're aware that there are the Rishonim are trying to come up with these cases where you can come up with it, and they have to reject them in order to prove here that there is Gilgul Shua. So the Gemara says now, Ashkechan Sota the Isura. So now we know there's such thing as a Gilgul Shua by Sota, which is a din in Isura. Mamono, I mean, how do we know, right, that it is also Mamon? Tana Debeiru Bishmael, Kavachomer. It's Kavachomer. Ma Sota Shlo Nitna Litaveya Beirachad. That is Sota that you can't, right, at least according to the opinions of there, Rashi brings down that you need two Edim that saw her be Nistera, because we learned that out of the Bar Mamon, right, according to, we saw that the different opinions of Sota, whether you need for Stira or for Kino, you need two Edim. There was one opinion that you didn't need it for either, but generally, at least one of the opinions requires two Edim for either Kino or Stira. Right, so nitan lebeya be'erachad, mamon, nitan lebeya be'erachad, by one eight, and you're over there by Sotah, you're magalgal shua, by mamon, which you have an eight echad, can be caused the shua to come about, and with the inch magalgalin, so certainly you can then have gilgul shua by mamon, because if an eight echad can be mechayiv shua, certainly you can have gilgul shua, even though by Sotah you require two eight to be mechayiv the shua, then certainly what? You can, and you have gilgul shua, then certainly when one eight can be mechayiv shua, it also can generate the gilgul shua. Thank you.